not a friend like the lowly Jesus, singing, no, not one, no. All our souls diseases singing, no, not one. No, 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 no. Come on and help me with the chorus. I'm singing Jesus. All of that hour, all of that hour struggle, and
He will
guide us till the day is done. Was ever given. glad I know him. I don't just have the story, I know him. There's a word for us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 6. It says, when John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. I want to talk again about Jesus is the real thing. I said Jesus is the real thing. There are people looking for a real savior, people looking for a real church, and people looking for real satisfaction and fulfillment in life. And I want to suggest to you the lesson I believe that John learned, and that is Jesus is the real thing. You would do well to know that John has been put in prison for preaching the truths of God. There were many false prophets and religious figures in his day who claimed to be the Messiah, who claimed to have the anointing, and especially because John could not see, because after all he was in prison, because he could not see what's going on with this Jesus he keeps hearing about. He sends his disciples with an inquiry. Essentially, are you the real thing? Are you the one that the prophets have been telling us about, or should we keep looking for someone else? And the response of Jesus is instructive. Go back and tell John what you see. Not just what you hear me saying, go back and tell them what you actually see. And John will be able to deduce, he will be able to arrive at the conclusion that I am who I say that I am. And my sisters and my brothers, if you're here today searching for the real thing, you may very well be disappointed with church, you may be disappointed with your life, may be disappointed with what's going on around you, especially in the political arena, but I urge you to take a look at Jesus. He is the real thing. That's all I want to talk about. It's like we should live like Jesus is the real thing. Now, the first thing I want to unpack for us is this statement. There are fakes, fakes, fakes. John did not want his disciples following after a fake, bogus, perpetrating Messiah. He was aware that there were some fakes in his day. How many of y'all know there are still some fakes today? I heard Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, talks about how we are as sheep sent out among wolves, and these wolves are oftentimes in sheep's clothing. When you think about your experiences in life, you have become familiar, you've bumped shoulders with, you have seen some things. Some of the gold that you are envious of on somebody else's finger or neck or ankle, if you get close enough to what you think is golden, you may discover it's simply golden. It is fake. If you want to measure how real it is, let's see what happened to it when it gets wet. Somebody help me here. Then there are those who get envious about the beautiful fur coat. Reverend, I want me a mink coat, like so-and-so got a mink coat. Well, if you get a little bit closer to what you think is that mink coat, you may discover a fake. If you have email, you have no doubt received spam emails where they talk about all of the fake get-rich-quick schemes. If it's not the fake get-rich-quick schemes, then it's the lose-weight-fast scheme. Buy my bottle of pills, and in 30 days, I will get rid of that tire around your midsection. It has taken you years to put there. Just give me 30 days in my pills and I will get rid of it for you. And now people who have bought the fake pills, if it's not the fake pill, it's the fake equipment. Buy this band and put it around your waist for 8 minutes a day and watch that tire just disappear. And somebody know if buying equipment would make you lose weight, some of y'all would be the skinniest people in the world. But it's not enough to just buy the equipment. You gotta use the equipment. And no matter how much you use the equipment, you can't eat the whole chicken, the whole pizza, the whole gallon of ice cream, and then talk about, I wonder why I keep gaining weight. The fake promises of weight loss. And then some, a little closer now, have had fake relationships. You thought that this was the one. This is Mr. Right, and he proved to be Mr. Fake. I think it was a great big glaring clue when he didn't have a job that something is wrong with this situation. And sisters, let me help y'all with this. And I'm helping you because it's just so prevalent. I mean, I wish this was just every now and then you hear about this stuff going on. I just don't understand how you can lay down with a man that can't remember the last time he had a real job. I say, I don't understand how you can lay down with a man and you asking him about, tell me a little bit about yourself. And nothing in the story includes a job. And so you ask them, where you working at? Well, I'm between jobs. Okay, what was the last job? Well, it's been a while. How long? It's been a while. You ought to keep probing that question and find out how long is a while. Because you can get a job. You might not get the best job. And let me help y'all with this. Then I'm going to get back to my son. If you don't have a job, you have no job at all. Any job is better than no job. So if you have no job, you can't be going there talking about what I ain't gonna do. You need to get you a job. And sisters, if he ain't got no job, I don't care how many flowers he got you. At some point, he ain't gonna have no more money to buy no flowers. You gonna be buying your own flowers. You gonna be giving him the money to buy you some flowers. Ain't that crazy? That's Mr. Fake. Y'all remember Pastor said, brother don't have a job, you need to say, excuse me, I gotta go. Call yourself and say, I need to take this. And it's not just the brothers. There's some fake sisters. I mean, you done fell in love with what you see. But what you don't understand is that what you see, that's not how I look in the morning. Amen. I went to eat breakfast on yesterday at Cracker Barrel. Young lady did great service. If you get a $5 tip out of me, I'm in a very benevolent mood. She was very nice. But I could not help but notice how thick this girl's eyelashes was. Her eyelashes was about as thick as my socks are. I was trying to figure out how could she keep her eyes open. It was a fake. And you know they got this stuff now, brother. I mean, because some of them, you know, you got to explain things very simply to men because we just assume it is what it is. They got this stuff called body matching. They got this, let me just go and move past it right quick. They got this stuff called body magic, and it be making some stuff look good that when you take that body magic off, it don't look as good. It's a fake. Now, I'm just looking at this road right here, this ground, this flow right here, because if I look around right now, y'all be saying, Pastor, why was you trying to throw me under the bus? I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. Brothers, sometimes it's a fake. And we come drinking tears for sorrow because we thought we had found the right one, just to discover that it's not Mr. and Mrs. Right, but Mr. and Mrs. Faith. The political season is upon us. And even though I think you ought to vote for somebody, inevitably, we will discover that we're going to vote for some fakes. It never quite lives up to the billing. And then there is the fake promise of satisfaction. I think everybody's been down this road. You thought that if you could just get something or get somewhere, then you would be satisfied with life. And here you are with whatever you wanted to get. It may have been that nice car. It may have been that dollar amount you wanted in your portfolio. It may have been the house on the hill. It may have been the corner office. It may be the degree. It may be the business. Who knows? And you thought that if I could, man, if I could just get this, I'm going to be satisfied. And here you are now with it, got two of them, and still not satisfied. The promise was a fake. And you know, there's something about being in prison that heightens your desire to sift through the fake stuff and find what's real. John's inquiry about the realness or fakeness of Jesus, I'm sure had extra energy behind it because John is running out of time. When you are in prison and the people who run the prison are wicked and unjust, you don't want to invest any time in that which is not real. Now, it might be somebody here who's not in a physical prison, but you got some struggles in your life. We sung that part of the hymn that he knows all about our struggles. Somebody has some extra conviction when it got down to he knows about our struggles. Something about struggles make you want to make sure you don't spend one extra moment on fake stuff. I got good news for you. Not only is there a lot of fake stuff in this world, but I'm glad to report Jesus is the real thing. That's what I wanted to come. That's where I wanted to lift it. I empathize with our experience with fake stuff. But the preacher came by to tell you Jesus is the real thing. Just as John's disciples saw what Jesus did, in addition to hearing what Jesus said, as evidence of Jesus being real, we who are saved ought to bear witness that Jesus is the real thing today. Can I just walk you through it? I bear witness that Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is doing a great work in and through his people. Can I talk for a minute? In us, the Holy Spirit is doing a great work in us and through us. In us, the Holy Spirit gives us purpose for living. Somebody say purpose. You know, there are people who have no purpose in their life. They are just as aimless as can be. But with the Holy Spirit, who's been sent to us by Jesus, we have purpose for living. We know that our whole duty in life is to fear God, keep his commandments, to love God with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We have purpose for living. And then in us, we have power for living. Somebody ought to help me act like you got some power. He gives you power to go further than you can take any credit for. Power to keep on praying when you don't feel like praying anymore. Power to hang in there when you wanted to throw in the towel. Power to smile when you felt like crying. He gives you power. Big Mama said to run on and see what the end is going to be. In us, we have purpose, power, and then we have peace. What is the Holy Spirit doing in us? He's giving us peace that transcends all understanding. He does not give us answers to all of our questions, but he can give us peace in the midst of our questions. And then finally, for this little discussion, what else is he doing in us? He gives us joy on the journey. I said he gives us joy on the journey. He gives us a glad spirit in spite of the circumstances that are around us. Now that's shouting stuff, what he's doing in us, but he's also doing something through us. The Holy Spirit through us now. He worked through sinful people to help other sinful people get saved. I wish sometimes that the Lord saved us through only the spotless divine. That somehow he just speaks from the cloud. We hear the voice and get saved. But that's rarely how God operates. God works through people like you and me, telling somebody about somebody who can save anybody. God uses sinful flesh to help other sinful flesh get saved. Right here, right now, I pray God we get a chance to see some of the fruit of our labor. But the Holy Spirit is working through us to sow seed, to water seed in the lives of a number of young people. And you know, some may be dead and gone, but I mark my word, children are watching us. They're watching us when they're not reading their Bibles. They're watching us when they're not trying to sing the song. We are the preachers that they know. We are the deacons that they know. We are the church ladies that they know. We are the men that they know. Y'all are the women that they know. I cannot tell you how many times I think about elders of my earlier years, perhaps especially when things get rough. They planted seed in me, not always by sermon and teaching, but oftentimes just by how they lived. The Holy Spirit is working through us. These children that came down here and had a ball on yesterday with this fall festival, God has trusted them to our care, and He's working through us to plant a marvelous seed in their life. Then there are men, there are women sitting here today who've been encouraged to keep walking and living by faith and not by sight. They didn't get it because they read 2 Corinthians 5:7, but they saw living examples of people just doing the best they can, trusting that the Lord would make a way somehow. Jesus is the real thing. Because He sends the Holy Spirit, who does a marvelous work in and through His people. And then Jesus gives us hope. What makes Him all of that? What makes Him so spectacular? It is because He's not restricted by the resources of this world. God is able to create whatever He needs. When you think about God being the creator, we think of that in restricted terms. We think of God being the creator as if that's only Genesis chapter 1 stuff. That God is the creator, and we think that He is already created, period, end of story. No, the immutability of God, the fact that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, means not only was He the creator, but He is the creator. Now, the reason that shouting stuff is because that means no matter who wins the White House, God is still the creator. So my hope is not in the Obama plan nor the Romney plan. My hope is in God's plan, who is able to create whatever His children need. And then not only can He create it down here, and you know we've almost gotten too sophisticated to talk about this other kind of hope that we have, but I just believe the book. I have hope not only down here, but I got hope up there. Because it's clear to me that no matter how we adjust our diet, no matter how much exercise we engage in, we are all on our way to a date with death. But I got good news for the believer to say goodbye to this world is to say good morning in glory. I really believe to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And therefore, Jesus is the real thing because of not only what He can do down here, but He's the real thing because of the hope we have beyond the grave. And you know, this may not mean much to you, but you let the doctor give you just a few more days to live, and you'll find that great consolation in knowing that when this life is over, my soul shall fly away. Well, children, I told you there are some fake things in this world. I've argued that Jesus is the real thing. But here is the preaching question. Will you accept the real thing? You know, the fact that Jesus is Lord does not necessarily mean you accept him as your Lord. The fact that he is the Savior does not mean you accepted him as your Savior. I must admit there's a question mark in the text. I don't know if John ever really appreciated who Jesus was. I see John's question and I see Jesus's response, but I don't know what John did with the news about Jesus. Well, that's about where we are today. Nobody gets up this early, come to church, because you don't have anything else to do. You came here looking for something. And I try to tell you that Jesus can meet our every need. But it does you no good if you don't accept him for yourself. Let me get a little closer. You gotta accept him as your Savior. You gotta ask and trust God to save you, because Jesus died and paid the price. No other way to the Father except through the Son. You can't church away in. You can stop smoking, drinking, and chasing. But if you don't have Jesus, you still won't make it. You can join the church, get baptized, become a deacon and a preacher. But if you don't have Jesus, you still can't make it. Jesus saying, you must be born again. Did y'all hear me? But then there's a crowd who already accepted him as Savior. You already know the story that he is the real thing. Here's your part of the sermon. Accept him as Lord of your life. And the measure of his lordship is not your lip service. The measure of his lordship is your obedience. You gotta obey the word of the Lord. The Bible urges us to get ourselves in the church. Children, I'm the first to tell you, the church has its problems, and it's going to always have its problems as long as the church is made of people like you and me. You cannot build a perfect church with it.
of imperfect people, you can see the hand of the Lord moving on his people. I heard the songwriter say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord, children, because Jesus is real. You ought to give him your best in service. And let me tell you what you will soon discover. Serving the Lord sure enough will pay off. I'm closing now, but I'm glad you can lean and depend on the Lord. You may not be able to lean and depend on people, but mark my words, you can lean and depend on Jesus. I heard old folks saying, he is a leaning post. Did you hear me? I heard those old deacons pray, Lord, prop us up on every leaning side. Build us up where we are worn. Let me tell you, he may not come when you want him, but if you wait on the Lord and be of good courage, the Lord will. I don't know when, but I know he will renew your strength. I know he will, even though I don't know when, he will allow you to mount up on wings like an eagle. He will let you run and not get weary. He will let you walk and not faint. But you gotta wait on the Lord. It gets hard sometimes. I know your burdens get heavy and you can't see your way. But Jesus, I said Jesus is the real thing. You can trust him even when you don't understand. Is it anybody in the room this morning that got a made up mind to stay with Jesus? I said, anybody in the room this morning who has thought this thing over and made up your mind that come what may, I'm gonna keep my hand in the master's hand. Anybody here got a made up mind to stay with Jesus no matter how high the mountain may be, no matter how deep the valley, no matter how wide the river? I got good news. I got good news. to help me.
Yeah.
Spread my good news.
Yeah.
God will
yeah.
take care.
Yeah.
Take care
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
Come on and help me.
Yeah.
Just tell somebody.
Yeah.
God will
yeah.
take care.
Yeah.
Take care of you.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
may have came here
yeah.
just about ready
yeah.
to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Things
yeah.
are not working out
yeah.
in your life
yeah.
the way you want them.
Yeah.
But listen, and Pastor,
yeah.
Pastor's telling you
yeah.
the Lord
yeah.
has not brought you.
Yeah.
This far
yeah.
just to leave you now
yeah.
just hold on
yeah.
just a little while
yeah.
a little while longer
yeah.
help
yeah.
I said help
yeah.
is on the way
yeah.
weeping
yeah.
and wailing
yeah.
may endure
yeah.
for the
yeah.
But joy,
yeah.
I wish I could say it
yeah.
the way I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Joy,
yeah.
I said joy
yeah.
is coming
yeah.
in the morning.
Yeah.
And y'all know what?
Yeah.
I've discovered
yeah.
that if you let it,
yeah.
you don't have to wait
yeah.
until the morning.
Yeah.
But I got joy,
yeah.
I got joy,
yeah.
right here, right now,
yeah.
I don't have to wait
yeah.
until tomorrow morning,
yeah.
I got joy,
yeah.
this morning,
yeah.
I get joy,
yeah.
when I think about
yeah.
where
yeah.
he brought me from,
yeah.
y'all excuse me now,
yeah.
this ain't for y'all.
Yeah.
This is for me.
Yeah.
I get joy
yeah.
when I think about
yeah.
how he's made
yeah.
my enemies
yeah.
prepare my table.
Yeah.
I get joy
yeah.
when I think about
yeah.
how many dangers
yeah.
he's already
yeah.
brought me through.
Yeah.
What the Lord
yeah.
has planned
yeah.
for my life.
Yeah.
If you knew
yeah.
my whole story,
yeah.
if you knew
yeah.
the projections
yeah.
for my life,
yeah.
you might get excited
yeah.
about where I am.
Yeah.
But if that makes you excited,
yeah.
the peak
yeah.
over till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Eyes
yeah.
have not seen
yeah.
and ears
yeah.
have not heard.
Yeah.
I heard
yeah.
Paul say
yeah.
he's able
yeah.
to do
yeah.
abundantly,
yeah.
exceedingly.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of fake stuff in your life. But Jesus is all he's cracked up to be and more. But you got to accept him. It's not enough to know about him. You got to accept him. If you're not saved, today's a good day to be saved. And I wish I could assume that because you're in church, you got to be saved. How many of you know you can be in church and not be saved? If you're not saved, today's a good day. If you're saved, but know you have not accepted him as Lord, and the measure of his lordship is not what you say about him, it's what you do for him. Your obedience say much more about his lordship than your lip service. Today's a marvelous day to say, yes, Lord. And then you'll be able to genuinely join in the praise service. And serving the Lord will pay off. Would you stand? The invitation is extended. If things are not well between God and yourself, today is a great day